Do you embarrass easily? Well, join the majority of people. Why? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Now, I don't know anybody on the planet who enjoys being embarrassed. Nobody wants to be embarrassed. And because we have an aversion to be embarrassed, there's a strong tendency to have a fear in certain instances that, ooh, if I get in that position, I will be embarrassed. And when you get embarrassed, what happens is you feel like your self-worth is being threatened. And so we want to talk about dealing with this self-worth being threatened and the fear of that happening in a message I've entitled simply The Fear of Embarrassment.
He can heal every scar.
Embarrassment. It really can be one of the most devastating emotions for us, and for obvious reasons. It strikes at the core of our self-esteem. But today on From His Heart, Pastor Jeff Shreve will reveal and explore the causes and solutions to this demoralizing and debilitating fear of embarrassment. It's a message from the 7 message series entitled God's Answer for Your Fears. Now, if you've missed any of these lessons so far that we've aired this month about fear, you'll want to listen again online anytime or download a free MP3 of any broadcast once it's already aired. Go to fromhisheart.org. Now, though, open your Bible to the 13th chapter of the book of John. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve to help us find freedom and healing from the fear of embarrassment.
Now, I don't know anybody on the planet who enjoys being embarrassed. Nobody wants to be embarrassed. One of the reasons why people have a big fear of public speaking has to do with embarrassment, because they don't want to come up in front of a bunch of people and look stupid. And so that's why they don't like to talk in front of people. All of us have this aversion to embarrassment. And because we have an aversion to be embarrassed, there's a strong tendency to have a fear in certain instances that, ooh, if I get in that position, I will be embarrassed. Now, I don't imagine there's a person in this room who hasn't gone through life without having some embarrassing moments. I don't think anybody in this room has had as many embarrassing moments as a man who was very, very much in the news some years ago, Dan Quayle. You remember some things that poor Dan Quayle said? Poor guy, he just had trouble sometimes getting everything just quite right. He said in one speech, "If we don't succeed, we run the risk of failure." Probably pretty true. He said, "I was recently on a tour of Latin America, and the only regret I have was that I didn't study Latin harder in school so I could converse with those people." He wished he hadn't said that one. He said this, "One word sums up probably the responsibility of any vice president, and that one word is to be prepared." And then this was one of my favorites when he was in California. He told the people, "I love California. While I practically grew up in Phoenix." Embarrassing. Now, I have an embarrassing moment in my life. It happened to me when I was in college. And it had to do with public speaking. The guy that was heading up our college group had asked me, he said, we had always had a student that was the college director, student director. He would always give the announcements. He was called the announcement guy. And my friend Everett, who was running the college department, he said, "I want you to be the announcement guy." I said, "I don't want to do that." I said, "I don't like to speak in front of people. I get nervous speaking in front of people, and there's no way I'm going to do it." And he said, "No, you're going to do it." And he just kind of laid the law down. He said, "I really think you need to do it. You're going to do it." The guy that had been doing it was a guy I really looked up to. He was a senior. I was a sophomore in college, and he had just graduated. And I just thought, man, Sean is so cool. He's just so smooth when he does that. Well, my first Sunday to do the announcements, it was the start of the spring semester. And I was scared to death. We had a huge group for that Sunday, probably 150 college students, and I was so nervous. And some people that I knew that I was close to, I told them how nervous I was, and I was just you know, so fearful of getting up in front of the people. And this one girl, she was so sweet. She gave me a verse out of Joshua. And it said, Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So I was holding on to that verse. And man, I was getting ready. I knew my time was coming. And I was wearing a tie. My tie was just bouncing off my belt because my heart was beating so fast. And Sean was there, the guy that I looked up to so much. And he was talking to me. And I said, man, Sean, I'm really nervous about doing this. I don't like to speak in public. He goes, oh, you'll do fine. I said, well, Beth gave me this verse, Joshua 1:9. He goes, oh, that's good. That's good. That'll help you. And so I get up there and I start doing the announcements. And I was up probably about 60 seconds, maybe 2 minutes. And then here comes Sean up in front of everybody. And he says, hold on, hold on, time out. He said, Shreve, you're doing it all wrong. And everybody starts laughing. And he said, and why are you so nervous? And he begins to read Joshua 1:9. He's using my verse against me. He's saying, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And everybody's laughing. And I'm thinking, why is this guy using my verse against me? You know, why is he doing that to me? And he just goes on and on. He said, you hadn't even greeted the visitors yet. You're just doing it wrong. He said, you need to go sit down and I'll take over from here. Ah. Everybody's dying laughing, and I was just dying inside because my worst fear to be up in front and be an embarrassment came to fruition. And as I walked to the back of the room, man, I was biting my lip to try and keep the tears out. And it was an embarrassing situation for me. Now, the people, they thought it was just fun and a big joke, but nobody brought me in on the joke. I was just being tormented. And that was that sticks out in my mind as probably one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. And now I shared it with you, so you get to experience that with me. But see, all of us have some stories where you felt really embarrassed. The fear of embarrassment. You know what embarrassment is tied to when you feel embarrassed? It's tied to self-worth. And when you get embarrassed, what happens is you feel like your self-worth is being threatened. And that's when the embarrassment comes, and that's where it comes from. And so we want to talk about dealing with this self-worth being threatened and the fear of that happening in a message I've entitled simply The Fear of Embarrassment. Now, Jesus, in his word, teaches us how to combat the fear of embarrassment. John chapter 13 is the passage about Jesus when he washed the disciples' feet. And the Bible says this in verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself about. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Jesus, in this passage, he does the lowest thing a person can do, washing feet. Washing dirty feet was reserved for the lowest slave, the lowest of the low. It wasn't just any slave that washed feet. It was the lowest slave that washed feet because that was the lowest job. And here is Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lord Most High, who is stooping down to wash dirty feet. Peter was appalled that the Lord would do that. Remember when Jesus came to him, he said, you're not going to wash my feet. Peter didn't like the idea that the Lord would stoop so low as to wash feet. That's not what a leader did. Leave that for the servants. Don't do that. But Jesus didn't have any problem at all washing feet. Peter would have been very, very embarrassed to be washing feet, but Jesus wasn't embarrassed at all. And really, when you think about it, was Jesus Christ ever embarrassed in his life? Did he ever have a time where he felt like his self-worth was being threatened and he felt naked before the people and he felt embarrassed before the people? No. And the answer to why is found in verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments. So we want to look at three truths that will help you and help me with embarrassment. Three truths, the scripture says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And once you understand these truths, they'll set you free from the fear of embarrassment. Truth number one, God wants you to know that you have infinite worth. Infinite worth. Jesus knew that he had come forth from God, verse 3 says, and that he was going back to God. He knew where he had come from. He knew who he was. He didn't have any doubts about that. He didn't question his self-worth because he knew who he was and he knew where he came from. He had come from God. You know, there was a time in his life at the start of his ministry where he went into the wilderness and the devil tempted him. Remember, he fasted for 40 days and the devil tempted him. And the devil said to him, if you're the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. If you're the Son of God, he took him to the pinnacle of the temple, jump down from the temple, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. If you're the Son of God, hey, if you're the Son of God, prove it. And Jesus said, I'm not going to do those things. I don't have to prove to you who I am because I know who I am. Now, here's the question. Do you know who you are? So many people don't know who they are. They walk around with such a bad self-image, with such insecurity, with embarrassment, just clinging to them like a tight-fitting shirt because they don't know who they are. And they don't feel very good about themselves. But you know, the Bible tells us who we are. We're people of infinite worth. See, God has created you and he's created me in his image. That makes you very, very valuable when you're created in God's image. Genesis 1:27 says, and God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. David said in Psalm 139, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Made by the very hand of God. God's fingerprints are on each person because each person was made in the image of God. Now in 1994, there was an auction in New York City. And one of the items auctioned was a sketchbook. It had about 60 sketches in it. It's an old sketchbook. It brought in $30.8 million for a sketchbook. Now some of the sketches weren't even very good. They were half done. They were just little sketches. Why would someone pay $30.8 million for an old sketchbook? It's because the sketchbook was the property and the work of Leonardo da Vinci. That's why it brought so much money. Hey, this is Leonardo's work. Leonardo da Vinci is one of the greatest painters and artists this world has ever experienced. And so that's why someone would pay that much money, because it was Leonardo's work. Hey, how valuable are you? Well, you're the work of Almighty God. He made you, he formed you, he fashioned you. His fingerprints are on you. Well, that makes you valuable because the one who created you. And not only did God create you, and not only are you a God original, we're his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, the Bible says we're his masterpiece, but God thinks so highly of you. Lots of times we grow up in homes, and people grow up in homes where they don't have good things said about them. Mom and dad are always pointing out the negative. They just kind of take it for granted that they're positive, so they never say that about their kids. They just pinpoint the negative. Well, you don't do this right, and you don't do that right, and you don't do the other right. Or sometimes we grow up in homes where mom and dad just really rail on a kid. You never do anything right. You're never going to amount to anything. You are a bum. You are a loser. I wish I never had you. And oftentimes people have that tape recording going on in their head all the time. You're never going to amount to anything. But a lot of people have heard those kinds of words and they play that back in their minds and they feel so poorly about themselves because of what people have said about them. And a dad can have such impact on a child because to a child, a dad is the closest thing to God that they know because he's the father. Well, what you and I need to do is constantly play back in our minds what God the Father, the most important one of all, what he says about us. See, because Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So if you think I'm no good, I never do anything right, I'm a bum and I'm a scum and I'm a loser, you're going to start to become that. God never says that about anybody. God says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. God says in Isaiah chapter 43, since you're precious in my sight, since you're honored and I love you, I'm going to do certain things for you. That's what he told the children of Israel. You're precious, you're honored, and I love you. John 13, 1, Jesus, the scripture says, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. He really does love you, and you really are precious to God. You're not a piece of junk. You're a precious jewel to God, and when the scripture says that you're honored, that means you carry weight, and you carry weight with God. And see, God loves you so much that he gave his own son for you. That's how you really can judge how valuable something is. It's how much someone will pay for that. And God paid the ultimate price for you and for me when he gave his son on the cross, knowing that you are not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. That's what it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. And the Lord paid the blood the blood of his own son to purchase you and me. Paul puts it this way in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, that the Lord loved me and delivered himself up for me. Jesus knew who he was. He had come forth from God. He was the Son of God. He was secure in who he was. Hey, if you are going to conquer the fear of embarrassment, you have to understand, number one, who I am.
You're listening to Pastor Jeff Shreve today on From His Heart, and he'll be back in just a moment to explore the second truth that will help you overcome your fear of embarrassment. You know, a lot of people are filled with the fear of embarrassment, or the fear of failure, or the fear of the future, or the fear of God, or the fear of death, or a myriad of other fears. Well, God doesn't want you and me to live that way. Pastor Jeff has been teaching on overcoming fears all month long and wants to help you get out of the prison of fear. To help you do that, we'd like to send you Pastor Jeff's booklet, When Fear Meets Faith. It's our thank you gift for your support of any amount to From His Heart this month, along with the timely series, Fear No Evil. It's available on CD, DVD, MP3 download, or a USB flash drive. Both the booklet and the series are timely teachings to rid you of the fear from your thoughts and your timid heart. Just call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go to fromhisheart.org to get your copies when you make your gift. And know that your support allows From His Heart to be here each day and on hundreds of stations as well. You are helping tell others to overcome their fears by faith in God and find a Savior. Again, call 866-40-BIBLE or go to fromhisheart.org. God bless you for standing with us. Now let's get back to the lesson today entitled, The Fear of Embarrassment. Here again is Pastor Jeff.
Truth number two, not only do you need to know that you have infinite worth, but you need to know that you have incredible wealth. Incredible wealth. Look again in verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands. He knew that. He knew what he had. He had all things. Father had given him all things. He said, all authority, when he rose from the dead, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Bible says, Jesus said this himself. He said, the Father judges no man, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. So Jesus knew what he had. Do you know what you have? Lots of Christians don't know what they have. Now listen, every human being, saved or lost, has infinite worth. But not every human being has infinite wealth, incredible wealth. Only believers have incredible wealth. And they have incredible wealth because when the Lord comes in, He changes a person and he brings his personhood into that human heart, and he brings blessings untold into that human heart. See, the moment that you and I trust Christ and really receive him as Lord and Savior, you and I become saints of God. And that's what you are tonight. If you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you're a saint of God. Most Christians don't think of themselves as saints. Have you ever heard people say this? They're talking about themselves and they're like, well, I'm no saint, but, you know, I do this, this, this. You know, they don't want to act so proud as to say they're a saint. But the New Testament Christians call themselves saints. They just, the saint means a holy one. It means a called out one. And the moment that you get saved, the Lord calls you out. He transfers you from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved son. And he calls you a saint. Romans chapter 1, verse 7, Paul wrote to the Romans, to all who are beloved of God, called as saints. That's the name for a believer. See, we don't think of ourselves as saints. A lot of people call me Pastor Jeff. But they could just as easily call me Saint Jeff. That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it? To think of yourself as a saint. That's what God calls you. Now, when you're called as saints, you share in the inheritance of the saints. You're a king's kid now. And as a king's kid, you have incredible wealth. Incredible wealth. Because Daddy's the king of the whole universe, and you're a princess or a prince, and your dad is the king, and you're wealthy because he's wealthy beyond belief. And the scripture says that when you receive Christ and you're called as a saint, that you're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Look at it in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. He has already blessed those who are in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. See, there's not a spiritual blessing that you don't already have as a Christian. But so often we don't think of ourselves as saints, and we don't think of ourselves as wealthy. We're just kind of trying to scrape by. We so often think of the lost person who has a lot of money. Well, they're really wealthy, and here I am. I'm just little old poor me, and I'm just trying to, you know, scratch my way through, just eke out a little bit for me. We forget how wealthy we are.
Today's message was part one of the lesson called The Fear of Embarrassment. It's one of seven in the series, God's Answer for Your Fears. And Pastor, for those who have just joined us this month for the first time, can you give them an overview of what this series on fear is all about?
Well, Larry, I think that fear is a huge issue in everyone's life. And in this series, we're going to talk about how fear came into being. And in this series, we'll talk about the fear of failure, the fear of death, the fear of the future, the fear of man, which is huge. The Bible says the fear of man brings a snare. The fear of embarrassment. So many people have that fear. And then we close it out with the wonderful fear, which is the fear of the Lord. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowledge. And so in this series, we're really going to deal and pinpoint those areas where people really struggle.
And struggle we all do with different fears. Thank you, Pastor. And again, the series is called God's Answer for Your Fears, available on CD and MP3 download, also a USB flash drive. You can order your copy when you call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org. And join us again tomorrow for part two of The Fear of Embarrassment, when we'll again open the Word of God and share real truth, real love, and real hope from His heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve. speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you, and He has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to FromHisHeart.org.